This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. And now a tech mystery. There's a Twitter account called Hidden Cash. It's described as, quote, an anonymous social experience for good. And it's been tweeting clues to actual chunks of hidden cash in San Francisco and other cities. Well, the operator of said Twitter account has recently been outed, and Marketplace's Chrissy Clark has been following the story. Chrissy, thanks for chatting with us.
You're welcome.
What is hidden cash and how does it work?
Okay, so a guy who goes by Hidden Cash hides money, then takes a picture of that location, sends some clues via Twitter. His handle is at Hidden Cash. And then people come and try to find the money. And it's anything from $50 to maybe $100, you know, something that doesn't mean a whole lot to some folks and actually means a great deal to others. And it is, in his words, an anonymous social experience for good.
How many Twitter followers does he have?
He has more than 500,000.
This guy's been around Silicon Valley for a little while, right? So what was his path to this point?
Yeah, well, it's funny. I mean, he actually, even in high school, he had a 1-900 dating site. He's sort of this classic entrepreneur. And it turns out that pretty much nothing he has done really worked out.
The most notorious thing I did was Cash Tomato, which was one of my many, many business failures. I've had many.
So Cash Tomato was this plan a few years ago where he was trying to get people to sign up for an internet video website, and he would lure them by giving them cash, kind of like Hidden Cash now, but he would put them in boxes of tomatoes. I don't know why. And this actually, he did a big thing in Union Square in New York, and there was a mob that came out and some fights started, and he actually got written up in the New York Daily News as inciting a riot over Cash Tomatoes. So he never has really had a hit. Instead, he ended up making a lot of his money in real estate.
The old-fashioned way.
the old-fashioned way. And what's ironic is that now he's finally getting that internet success that he's always wanted, except he can't monetize it because that's not the point of this.
Now that this man has actually been outed, you realize that you have a personal connection to this?
When it came out who he was, his name is Jason Boozy. I recognized that last name. Turns out that his younger brother was my college sweetheart.
Well, that's a sweet ending to this interesting story. Chrissy Clark is a reporter with the Wealth and Poverty Desk. Chrissy, thank you so much for spinning this yarn for us.
You're welcome.